Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Numbers 664 to 770. MR Number 753, Our Duty Toward the Jews. There is a mighty work to be done in our world. The Lord has declared that the Gentiles shall be gathered in, and not the Gentiles only, but the Jews. There are among the Jews many who will be converted, and we shall see the salvation of God going forth as a lamp that burneth. There are Jews everywhere, and to them the light of present truth is to be brought, that they may have an opportunity to accept it. There are among the Jews many who will come to the light, and who will proclaim the immutability of the law of God with wonderful power. The Lord God will work. He will do wonderful things in righteousness. Romans 11, verse 9 to 20, quoted. Do not despise the Jews, for among them the Lord has mighty men who will proclaim the truth with power. Romans 11, verse 21 to 29, quoted. What we need is the understanding of the Word of God. We need to keep the principles of this work in mind, that we may proclaim the truth in its purity and harmony, as it is given in the Scriptures. Let not those who have not engaged in personal, evangelistic work feel that everyone should look at things as they do. Let God work in His own way, and keep your hands off those whom He is using in the cities. He has men of special talents and gifts whom He will use to proclaim the truth in the cities. There ought to be thousands at work in the cities, laboring intelligently. Not all these workers should look to the conference for support. They should seek to make their work self-supporting. A great many can do self-supporting work, but some cannot. We must get away from our smallness and make larger plans. There must be a wider reaching forth. We must work for those who are near and those who are afar off. 74, 1905, pages 1 to 3. A portion of a talk given by Ellen White during the 1905 General Conference session, May 29, 1905. I am encouraged as I see by your letters that the Lord is giving you a precious experience. Many things have been opened to me regarding the sacred work resting upon the ministers of the gospel. Everyone who ministers in word and doctrine is to prepare for his sacred calling by diligently searching the Scriptures. The Word of God contains rules of life for men of all classes and all vocations. Examples are found in the Word of Inspiration to meet the cases of all. By earnest prayer and diligent research, God's workers may become giants in an understanding of Bible doctrine and an appreciation of the practical lessons of Christ. The hearts of all should hunger and thirst after righteousness. The minds of the servants of God are to be cleansed from all cheapness, that they may be prepared to understand the lessons of Christ and bring from the storehouse of God's Word things new and old. The word of life is to come from human lips. The work for the Jews, as outlined in the 11th chapter of Romans, is a work that is to be treated with special wisdom. It is a work that must not be ignored. The wisdom of God must come to our people. In all wisdom and righteousness, we must clear the king's highway. The Jews are to be given every opportunity of coming to the light. The world is filled with errors and fables, but the time has come when fables must not enter into our experience. Every truly converted soul is given divine knowledge. The Lord would have you gird on the armor and have full confidence that while the world is teeming with error of all kinds, those who have the light of truth will be given wisdom from on high. Keep close to the side of Jesus. The time has come when the Lord says, "Go forward and cultivate the abilities I have entrusted to you." The world is filled with false sentiments. Lift up the banner of Bible truth. The cause of God needs men who are making spiritual advancement. In the future, more than in the past, sensational and absurd theories will be put forth. We are to keep close to the Word that we may have clearness of mind to discern these fallacies. The cause of God needs men of intellect, men and women of thought, who are well-versed in the Scriptures and who will not become discouraged. Those who know the power that the sanctifying influence of truth has upon the heart must tell of this power over and over again. Thus they will exert a persuasive influence over others. He who has given us the most solemn truth ever given to mortals designs that we should rise higher and higher to a state of perfection. Every step that we take is to be a step heavenward. The Lord expects us to do true, faithful work. Those standing in responsible positions are to guard carefully the spirit and words and actions. White Estate, Washington, D.C., November 28, 1979.